For the second consecutive year, the Warriors selecting 30th in the NBA draft, and on this Thursday evening, 7-foot center Damian Jones out of Vanderbilt is the Warriors' first-round selection. In 3 seasons with the Commodores, he averaged over 13 points, nearly 2 blocks per game, as a 2-time first-team All-SEC standout. The Warriors also getting a guard in this draft, UNLV's Patrick McCaw, a second-round pick acquired from Milwaukee. Here's General Manager Bob Myers.
We're excited about the players we were able to draft. It's always good to get younger, and we thought we got 2 players with good value in Damian Jones and Patrick McCaw, both athletic, both young, high character kids, different players. Damian Jones is a center, shot blocker, great size and strength in the post, finishes at the rim, a smart kid, engineering science major, and Patrick McCaw, another high character guy, plays multiple positions, defends multiple positions, playmaking type kid, so should be fun. Both have to get better, both have to work hard, but we think we've got a culture that encourages that and a coaching staff that does a great job of developing our players, so we're excited. So, any questions?
Bob, can you give us an idea of what that 45 or 60 minute stretch was like from seeing Damian Jones fall to you guys at 30 and then find another pick and grab McCaw?
Yeah, so we had Jones higher than 30, decent amount higher than 30. We like the idea of getting more athletic. We like the idea of getting big. Even though we've played small quite a bit, it's hard to find big guys. It's hard to find big guys in free agency, even in trade. So if you can get him in the draft, we think it's a good value. He's a guy that was probably projected a little higher than he ended up. So we coveted him, and we're fortunate that he was there. And then McCaw, our group, I joked around yesterday. I said, I know you guys are going to want to buy a second round pick. I said, I have one condition. We're not using a future second. We've already out a couple future seconds. We don't have our first round pick next year. So I kind of looked at Joe and said, it's your money if you want to do it. But we made that deal, and we were confident we'd get somebody we liked. And then with McCaw there, our scouts loved him, Travis, Kirk, Larry Harris, Lamont. They were very high on him all year long. The parting thought from when I walked out here was, this is what they said to me, if you would have told me in the middle of the year we could get Damian Jones and McCaw in the draft, they'd be thrilled. And so I'm thrilled. And like I said, we think they both got a bright future.
Bob, what do you know about Damian's surgery and if he'll be ready for summer league or training camp?
He tore his pectoral muscle, as far as I understand, working out. He's had a surgery to repair it. They expect a full recovery. Not going to play in the summer league. McCaw will play in the summer league. Damian Jones won't. We'll reevaluate it when he gets out here and see how long. But those things traditionally take a little while. I don't think he'll be ready for camp. I don't know that he'll be ready for the start of the season. We'll probably have a more detailed report on him. The hard part of the draft, Diamond, is that you don't know how to evaluate, or many times you have players that are there because of something like that. So when we evaluate injury, we look at the short term and also we look at the future. And for us, getting a guy like him was worth waiting, even if it goes into the season, because we didn't think he'd even be there but for that. But it's an injury that you recover from 100%. It's not a lower body injury. It's not something that should linger or become chronic. But I don't expect to see him, definitely not in summer league, probably not at the start of camp, and we'll see when he gets back, hopefully earlier in the season, but we'll see.
Bob, you guys watched Jones both in person and obviously on video. What were the things you saw that you liked, and what are things you see as things that maybe need some development?
You know, we like the athleticism. We think he's got good hands. We like his shot blocking. Rebounds in his area. Finishes at the rim. I think that's important. Finishes through contact. Physical players, 7 feet. 245 pounds, hard to find guys like that, athletic, tested very well athletically for his size. And if you look around the league, you know, big guys are always at a premium, especially athletic bigs. We sometimes demean them by going small, and we're probably one of the people or teams that do that, but they're very necessary. And like I said, in the current market, it will be difficult to get big guys. And if you can get them in the draft at any number, doesn't matter where you pick them, it can be very advantageous. But for him specifically, Monty, we liked his physicality. We liked his youth. We think he's got some upside. And so for us, it made a lot of sense. As far as developing, I think he can develop some from our offense, the way we play, playing out of the high posts, testing his ability to pass, read and react. Got to become a better free throw shooter. Hopefully his rebounding grows with him. Rebounding out of his position would be something we'd love to see happen. Sometimes it takes big guys a little longer than wings and guards to adjust to college and then even the NBA. But besides the pectoral injury, he's really healthy as far as knees, ankles, back, which is also another thing that's hard to find with big guys. He was one of the best rated players we looked at in the entire draft as far as his health. This was an acute injury that happened in a workout, but it's very hard to find players at his size that aren't flawed in some way, injury prone, things like that. So we like that, but he can get better. He actually has to get better, all these guys, both him and Patrick McCaw, to make it in the league and to become what we hope they can. They have to improve.
Bob, he's a third-year guy, and there were some other talented big men sitting there for you. Was readiness part of this, or was it that he's a little bit older at all a factor in making this pick?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had success with players that stayed in college for a little bit longer. We've had success with smart players. And, we felt like physically ready. He's got to learn. He's got to get better. Like all these guys in the draft, to be honest, no matter where you're picking, they have to improve or they're not going to make it. But we liked the fact that, he was physical, is physical, young, big. He's a guy that if you go watch him play, and we did, and I did, you leave, he's memorable. You don't go to a game and watch him play and say, who am I watching? You know he's out there just because of his presence. And we think he can defend the pick and roll in a league that's put a huge emphasis on switching. And you can see in the playoffs, if you followed us and any other team, a tremendous amount of that is going on. And if a big guy can't move, he becomes exposed. And this guy can move. So that was something we looked at as well. And we think he'll work. And we think we've got a culture and a coaching staff that will and has shown to bring out the best in our players. And we're looking forward to getting him out here along with McCaw.
Bob.
I'm sorry. With McCaw, it's reported $2.4 million to buy that pick. You can confirm or deny that. But given the amount that obviously that you did pay for it, is it expected that he's going to make the team?
Yeah, I that's the expectation, sure. That we bought the pick. You're not wrong. And we expect him to be on the team. We expect him to sign a contract with us. And I think that's what we'll end up doing. And we have good expectations for him. He's a guy that we had even higher than 30 on our board. So hopefully we were right. He's got a ways to go, too, to be ready. It's going to be hard for either of these guys to get big minutes. Jones has to get healthy, and McCaw's got some pretty good players in front of him. But we hope that in this league, we're not an old team, but we're not really a young team anymore. So we want to keep that cupboard filled in some respects with youth. We've got Looney. He's got to get healthy. We've got these two guys. Other than that, you could argue some of our players are younger, but they're getting older. They're getting to the mid-20s and things like that. So it's going to get really expensive to add veterans in the next few years. So having youth, having these type of picks, purchasing a second-round pick, it's always a gamble. But if you get it right, it pays off in a huge way.
Bob, how much did you value not just the ability to play immediately, but just getting a second pick given the number of free agents that you had? How much did the free agency picture factor into this draft?
The thing about free agency, unless a guy's restricted, you really lose control over that player. You can hope that they had a good experience. You can hope that you have their bird rights, which allows you to pay more. But when you get into the game of unrestricted free agents, you have no really control. And so when you draft a player, you have control. You sign him, he's on your team. Then he's restricted. So it gives you the system allows for you to build a team much easier through the draft than through unrestricted free agency. And so by having, we could have 4 unrestricted free agents, we could have 6, we could have 7, but in any event, adding to your team in a way where you're adding youth it takes away some of that uncertainty for us. We know we have these two guys. Now, look, we don't know how good they are. We hope they're going to be good. But we also can't sit here and say anything about what's going to happen with our free agents. So that's what the draft provides. We've made some good picks. We've made some picks that we missed on. So we've got a great staff. Like I said, work with great people. And hopefully in this one, we got a couple players that can stay on this team for a long time.
Do you think that you would have bought back into the draft had McCaw not been available? Was your expectation that you were going to get a second-round pick no matter what?
You know, I've learned, Ethan, that these guys want action. I had a feeling we would buy a pick. Because we liked a lot of guys, I think, McCaw being one of them, I think we felt like if we could get a pick in the 30s, we had enough players we liked that were, based on the way the draft was falling, it would stretch to a point where we would find a player we liked. And to be honest, if you have an ownership group that is willing to spend, which is exactly what happened, not an insignificant amount of money, it is, if you can get it right and draft the right player, you obtain great value by drafting a second-round pick, even if they're just a rotational player, because it is hard to get talent, attract talent outside of the draft. And so for us, I knew we'd be aggressive. If he hadn't been there or a couple other guys, I don't know that we would have bought a pick, but we were in the market in a pretty decent way. And I would imagine we're always going to, you know, we have a group that really wants to be in that game. And I'm happy about that. Because sometimes you miss. Sometimes you swing and miss. And you have to understand that that money may not have been well spent. But if you do get it right, it pays off exponentially. And so that's kind of the thought process behind our decisions. And hopefully we got it right.
Bob, you have, I think, what did we figure out? 8 free agents?
Yeah.
8 free agents. You got 2 players. You're reported to be going after another. Is this something you want your incumbent players to feel, that, you know, either competition is coming or somehow they have to approve? Is this kind of a message you want for them?
No, you know, Marcus, we look at it like it's hard not to get caught up in narratives outside of just trying to make your team better. That's all we're really trying to do. We're not sending messages. We're not doing anything more than trying to add players that help us win. I mean, our philosophy, mine, is get as many good players as you can. And when you are able to do that, it's only to your advantage. So when we drafted and bought a pick, it was because we saw an opportunity to add 2 good players, in our opinion. And if we're right, that's great. We have a lot of free agents. But even if we didn't and had, as long as you have 2 roster spots, we probably would have operated the same way. So that's the thought behind it. It's not that complicated. Sometimes when you go down that path, you start making mistakes. I try to at least keep it simple. I think we're better right now than we were 2 hours ago, and hopefully that'll continue along that path.